the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hot damn. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Mikey. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good, very good, very good.
Trucking through the show this morning, aren't we?
Oh, my gosh, at pace. Yes, it's going really fast, in fact, which is good. Or bad. I really don't know. Time going fast, slow.
So, the DVD review. What DVD have you got for us today?
Well, Am I Not a Witch?
Am I Not a Witch?
Yeah, it's rhetorical. This is the name of the title. And it's quite an interesting new film from, it's a new director. And it's won quite a lot of awards. Regano Neoni is a Welsh Zambian director and screenwriter, and she went in. She was very inspired by.
That's a cultural mix again. Welsh Zambian.
Welsh and Zambian, yeah. Yes. And she was quite interested in real life reports of witchcraft in Zambia,
It's quite prevalent.
It's quite well,
In Zambia.
Yes, sure is. And so anyway,
reports of witchcraft.
That's what I was going to specify, yes. So her research took her to Ghana, and she became one of the first foreigners to sleep in the world's oldest witch camp. Witch camp. Doesn't that sound kind of...
Wow.
I wondered if it might kind of
All the times I've ever thought of witches, I've not thought of them all going camping. Or forming a camp.
Glamping,
do they?
Yeah, if only that was the case. It's a little bit sadder than that. It's less Kathmandu and more kind of isolation and spectacle, I suppose.
Really? So, it's to protect them from people wanting to hurt them? Or
It's more like so that people can make money off them. Like showing them to tourists and also getting witches to, perform spells, such as, make it rain and, improve my wages.
But in a camp?
Yeah, they're kept in a camp.
That bizarre. Wow.
Isn't that strange? And this particular film focuses on a little girl who is in a village. She seems to be kind of without any parents or family. And she does terrible things like... following a woman around, and the woman, oh my gosh, drops her water bucket, a sure sign that this little girl is a witch. So she's dragged into the police.
So is this a documentary?
No. It's magical realism. And then one of the farmers pops up through the window where all the villagers are gathering around outside the police station, and he's
forming a mob.
This testimony about how this girl is definitely a witch, because once she was watching him in his field and suddenly his arm fell off. And he goes on and on, and we do notice that, of course, his arm is still attached. But that was another miracle, so anyway.
Right, so, the mob, obviously, too whipped into too much of a frenzy to notice that he has both arms.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, she is sent to the witch camp, this little girl.
How old is this little girl?
8, 9. Yeah, awful. And, of course, all of the witches are mostly older women who are, kept with strange conditions, and in certain the little girl is tied with a white ribbon, and she's told
white
that
ribbon,
and it's very Grimm's Brothers.
Yeah,
it has all these kinds of references.
Who's it geared towards, this movie? It's not a kid's story, is it?
No, it's probably not the best film to take your children to. It's it does have kind of like a kind of a mix of despair, I suppose, but also slapstick in an existential kind of way. Like I do think that the director's pointing out how ludicrous and absurdist the whole idea of this is, and she of course shows us these public servants who are incredibly incompetent and rotting the system and making money off effectively snake oil.
There's certain parts of Africa that if you're an albino, you basically have to go and live somewhere where you're protected, because otherwise people kill you because they think you're full of the worst type of magic, that sort of stuff.
Humans are very superstitious creatures, aren't
humans,
they?
Dicks.
Do you know there was a red liquid seeping from some of the esophagus over in Egypt recently?
We talked about that on the radio.
The
stench of it cleared out the tomb.
Yeah, yes.
Like, so I had a rough idea what I thought maybe that red-brown liquid was from 3,000 years ago. Pardon?
Yeah.
I think because they found it and it was near where the sewage system was.
Yeah,
and it was
correct.
Like sewage water got.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, eh? Was that you? Were you talking about that?
However, the funny thing about this story is that yes, there was red liquid seeping from the esophagus or within the esophagus. There's a massive petition saying let us drink it from thousands of people in the world.
Isn't that strange?
Super keen.
But that's like we're also having a discussion the other day about people who are cannibals.
Oh my goodness, and one of my favourite topics actually, but I probably shouldn't say that on air. Fascinating.
Don't say that on air.
Ultimate sacrifice.
Oh no.
I'm not
cruising Craigslist or something like that to see if there's anyone offering
thank
up.
Thank God there's no more soup. It wasn't really ginger.
I don't get paid till Tuesday. Oh.
Anyway,
back to one of your not favourite topics, which is, but yet your favourite topic was cannibalism. We'll talk about that in a moment, but Karen.
Yes, that could be a whole another show. But red liquid turned out to be sewage. People were obsessed with drinking it.
Let them drink it.
Little girls in Zambia, 8 or 9 years old, turned out to be witches just by default of the mass hysteria.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, similar.
Hysteria can really cause some issues, can't it?
Frenzy.
I think we've learned about that over and over in history, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that it's a good Def Leppard album.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. But it's but hysteria itself needs to be, you need to keep that in check.
Yes.
A good movie, nevertheless.
It's a tremendous movie. It's received
tremendous. I like to hear you say that because oftentimes you don't like movies.
That is so
and,
true.
Yes. But then when you do like them, it's great.
Yeah, it is. It is. And she's won so many awards with this, and it really does deserve a really strong special mention.
All right. The movie's called
Am I Not a Witch?
And we have a copy to give away. And what can we help with? I know it's a bit vague, isn't it? I was going to ask a question about the there was a statue of the Virgin Mary that was weeping olive oil, and it's weeping apparently, and it was like they tested the tears. This is like last week.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Olive oil's new.
They tested the tears, and it was a mixture of olive oil and this particular type of fragrance or like a perfume. That's sort of a Catholic churchy thing.
Comme de Garçon?
No, it wasn't a nice one. It had olive oil in it.
Oh, frankincense or something.
Carrier for perfume.
Wow, that's really interesting. Olive oil.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Often
Mexico,
saints
maybe?
And relics and, you know, like they often do seep things, liquids.
Amazing, considering that it's made of a stone. Yeah. And if it's going to seep, then surely it would be seeping non-stop. It wouldn't seep only when you put a camera.
When it gets really upset.
They had security cameras on it and all sorts of stuff. Apparently, have a browse of that. But let's figure out how we're going to give away this DVD. I think we'll give it away by. I'm just trying to think of a famous witch. You know.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody could convince us that they are a witch
Hogwarts
or not a witch. Actually, maybe someone could convince us that they are not a witch. We should just assume that everybody's a witch, right?
Okay, I once told one of those annoying people that ring up and try and get your details from your computer that I had a witch on my computer. That was real fun. That was really fun doing that. No, I think 309-3879, if you've got a Simplicity B card, and just tell, this is this simple. Let's keep things simple. What is the traditionally accepted mode of transport for a classic witch?
Like a Western witch, maybe.
The classic witch. Either that or what's the name of the witch in the Spike Milligan book?
Spike Milligan. Wow, love him.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. BFM, good morning.
That would be a broom.
Do you know the other
that's
said?
That voice.
Would be a broom.
That would be a broom. With a witchy voice.
Do French witches talk like that as well?
Well, I don't know. It's just. And this witch does.
All right. Excellent. We do have somebody Wiccan on the line, I hope.
Anyway, hey, don't switch which you did which with. Hey, what's your name?
Marg. M-A-R-G.
Okay, Marg. You've got a B card?
I do. Hang on, I have to look at the thing.
Hold on, Stan. We'll need to get that number. How much looking you up there? There you are.
It would be... 89324.
We've found you. You're right there. You're right there.
I'm here.
You're right there. Fan of.
Wonderful.
Tess says you can come pick it up.
Fab.
On your broom, of course, yes.
Come pick it up on your broom.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye. Congratulations.
Have a good day.
You've won a copy of that, that DVD. The DVD is called I Am Not a Witch. Or Am I Not a Witch?
I Am Not a Witch.
I Am Not a Witch.
However.
Thank you very much, Maria.
Welcome.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Here's some more Breakfast Show.